Hey y'all, it's Amelia Rose and welcome to Say It On Me. Welcome back if you are a returning listener. Welcome to the show if you are new. My name is Amelia Rose. I'm your host. I'm excited. I don't know why I'm introducing myself all of a sudden. I never do that, but hi, it's great that you're here. I'm so excited for y'all to hear this episode. I love a good journal with me. Love some great motivational, inspirational, get your booty into gear kind of content, and that is exactly what today's episode is going to be. I'm excited that it's April. Actually, I was drafting this episode and I was like, what am I writing down for obsessions and whatever? And honestly, I think my obsession is just like this episode and this like time in the year, as weird as that sounds. But I don't know about y'all, I get a really good dose of inspiration when the month changes, especially when it gets closer to like summer. It's spring. It's like very much like it's April. It's spring. It's great. And I don't know if y'all feel the same way. Let me know if you do, like on DMs, Instagram, email, whatever. But no, I get so motivated when it starts to get warmer and sunnier. Well, hopefully sunnier. I'm crossing my fingers that the April showers this year are not very existent. I don't know. I'm taking a week off later on in April, and I'm just praying so hard that it doesn't rain. I kind of feel like it might. I don't know. I feel like it might rain the whole week, but I'm taking off in April, so I'm very excited about that. This is my fun month, guys. I am doing so many fun things. I won't explain them all because I'll be doing like different like recaps and whatever on my other episodes, but I am going to some fun places, doing some fun things, really excited. So yeah, I'm feeling so optimistic coming into this month. But that being said about obsessions and just my obsession being kind of like this time, this new everything, I'm going to skip the obsessions segment this episode because honestly, last week was Holy Week and I wasn't really doing any like fun things. I was keeping more of a solemn attitude. And so I don't know that there's anything I'm like excited, obsessed by. I really liked Easter. Easter was great. It was yesterday. So needless to say, I ate a lot of jelly beans before I recorded this episode. But no, that was super fun. But really the week before I was keeping kind of a sedated, subdued attitude. And so I wasn't really like writing down everything I was obsessing over because that was not the vibe of last week. And so I'm just going to skip that part. But yeah, suffice to say, my Lent went really well. I actually felt like it was a really good Lent. And then like it created some really good habits for me. And then Easter was really good, chill, low key, excited about that. And I've just been saying I'm excited about everything, I think, in this intro. But yeah, it was good. And so I am turning over a new leaf with it being April. It's April 1st, actually, when I record this, April Fool's Day. I hate being online during that day because it's just so, like, treacherous being online when it's April Fool's because I don't know. It's just, you got to read things beforehand and it's just really, I don't know. It can be dangerous to be online. But yeah. All right, let's get into the actual journal with me part. So the vibes of this episode is just getting motivated, getting set, getting really like established in your month, your routine, and figuring out what goals you want to accomplish. They could be broader goals, or they could be goals specifically for this month. So I actually write mine down on paper. I find that really good, and that's why I'm calling this a journal with me episode, because I really want to encourage you to write it down on paper, write it down in your journal, whatever, just kind of like journal out your goals, because for me, writing it down on paper is really therapeutic and it makes me feel like I sat down and actually took the time, and it actually gets me away from my phone. I normally do episode notes on my phone or my computer, and it just kind of electronics. I work with them all day, like most people do for work, you know, being on my computer all day, seeing screens all day. And I don't really want that to be the vibe of my life. I guess that sounds really dumb, but I don't want it to be what I do in my free time, really. And so I am trying to be less on screens if I can help it. So if I have to write something down, I get it. Sometimes I have to type it up and it's good to just have on my computer along with the rest of my like podcast software. But I actually wrote them down this time and it made me feel like I felt the difference between just writing them on my phone versus like sitting down and writing them out. And that just kind of makes me feel like it was more intentional. So yeah, if that being said, if you hear some rustling of paper in the background, that's me writing out my goals. All right, let's get started. I have 5 goals written down for April. All right, so my first one is to get back to saving. So I haven't been as great at budgeting and money and finances and everything as I typically am. I kind of pride myself actually on being like a very natural saver and like going in and just like saving a lot of money whenever. Not that I have a lot of money saved, but you know, like just being very disciplined with that. And to be honest, I feel way more stressed out now than I used to because I really have fallen away from budgeting because I had the idea of budgeting is stressing me out. And so I kind of like had some leeway with it. But then now I'm getting to the point where not budgeting is more stressful than actually budgeting. And so I just really want to get back to budgeting. And I kind of have rethought my finances and like kind of rearranged some areas and whatever. I actually did an audit of my finances, kind of. But I'll get into that in a minute. But I do want to get back to budgeting in April. I get so caught up by numbers and everything. I hate math. This is ridiculous, but I hate math. Like, absolutely don't like math. But I think that I kind of measure my life by numbers, which is really annoying. Like the amount of money that I've saved, the like number I weigh on the scale, you know, for lack of figuring out if that's like a good thing, a bad thing. I don't know that it's like necessarily good or bad, but I just pay attention to numbers a lot for someone who hates math. That's just an observation that I've made in my life. And so I just need to do what I can do and realize that it's okay, because sometimes I think, oh, this time last year, also numbers take up my mind, it's really weird, but this time last year I had this much saved, and this time, this year I have this much saved, and like I was probably better last year, and you know, I just get all like numbers measure my worth, and I'm like, it's not about that, it's really not, so maybe just lighten up a little bit. Anyway, how I want to get back to saving, back to just keeping a better budget, is I want to kind of break down my finances, and I kind of already did this, which was great. I was just in preparation for this month being the month that I'm like, okay, cool, you're sticking to this, this is gonna be it. And so what I did is I just like totaled up my total income per month, not per year, and I set a fixed value in each category for what I was willing to spend in that category per month. And I know months are fluid and blah, 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 but this is just the number that felt okay to me to spend in a certain category. And so like for clothes, I set a certain number for clothes and I was like, cool, this number feels good to me. If I spend this amount every month, I feel like I could get some decent things, but I also don't, I'm not going to feel deprived, but I'm also not going to feel like, oh, I'm dying because I spent this much on clothes this month. Like, it's not about that. It's just kind of like, what's a number where you feel comfortable, where you feel like it's doable to work in, but it's not going to be like breaking the bank or depriving yourself. So I did that. I went through everything. I also used my past month's spending and past months, like plural months, spending to kind of track and like, what are the trends of what I actually did? Because before this, I should have mentioned this first, before this, I actually went through my bank account, like transactions, and really just figured out what I was spending. And luckily I wasn't overspending really. I was just not keeping track of it, and that was stressing me out. So I feel okay about that, but I just still feel like, you probably need to keep track of it as it's happening, because you can never guarantee that you're not going to overspend. But after I went through my bank account and I set all those fixed values, now I kind of feel like I have a formula. Okay, you make this much goes to bills, this much goes to every category. Here's how much you have left for wiggle room. And that was like the necessities of, I mean, I do think clothes is a necessity. I'm not like gonna be like, you don't have to spend anything on clothes, but you know, clothes and gas and eating out, just like kind of grocery bills and stuff like that. And so just categories where you're gonna spend. And so then I decided, okay, I discovered or calculated how much I had left. And then per month, I know, okay, I've got this much extra wiggle room, kind of whatever, to work with, depending. And, you know, that is very bare bones. I know some months are going to be tight and I'm not going to really have that much left. And other months are going to be maybe not as social. I'm not invited to things, or I don't have as many obligations or whatever. And so it's going to be looser. But I know that that's kind of my base. And so it's kind of nice to know that every month I have the same base to spend. And so it just gave me a better idea about my finances. Another way that I am going to get better with my money is to get rid of impulse shopping, which I really think that breaking everything down into categories and into like, here's your money for clothes. Every month you get this amount of money. It just makes me feel better of like, okay, it's like, cool, I get this money, but it's also kind of like, cool, you only have this much money. So chill out with your impulse buying or anything. I also deleted apps for my phone like Depop and Poshmark, because as much as I love those platforms, it can be really addictive to have them on your phone, just be able to swipe through whenever. Like, oh my gosh, I remember I had like the Bilk app on my phone and I bought just these knee high pair of boots and I love them, they're great, but like literally it took me 2 minutes and I saw them, they were in my size, they were on sale, I bought them, and I was like, oh my God, I was not even on my phone for 5 minutes and I already bought boots. Like, that's however many bucks out the window for something that I like, but oh my gosh, it's so easy to spend money when you have that stuff on your phone. So I deleted that, which I think is going to be really nice. And then just all of this in sum or as a whole is just going to be such a reset. And so I'm really, really positive about this. I'm feeling very good. I'm feeling really motivated, disciplined, all of that. And I just feel like I'm feeling a little more positive about things. So, yay. All right. The next thing that is a goal for April is to eat well. Now, I'm really excited because towards the end of the last month, I focused on incorporating a lot more vegetables into my diet. And guys, I feel so great. Like, I'm not eating meat. Like, literally today I had, this is my dream meal. Love it. Chicken Caesar salad. And I had a lot of chicken on there and it was great. It was yum. But like the base of it was lettuce. The base of it was like a vegetable. That's kind of what I'm going for. Like I want a bowl or a salad or something where the base of it is like cooked kale. And then it has all this, like it has meat, it has dressing, it has hummus, it has whatever. Like I want that, but I want all of my meals to be kind of plant-based, like literally based on plants, but doesn't necessarily mean that I'm not having meat. But I feel amazing. I feel so great. And I've also been eating more fruit and like whole food type stuff. Guys, this is so simple, but I don't know. With a lot of my dietary restrictions and all of that, it just kind of got to be a little, I was overthinking things. I was just like, it was getting to be too much of like, what vegetables can you have? What fruit can you have? I was just like, oh my gosh. And so I was also trying to eat protein and that just, for some reason, wasn't working for me. I was trying to like, you know, people are like, ooh, lose fat, get toned, whatever. I was trying all of that and it just wasn't working. And so I just decided, okay, I remember feeling great when I ate vegetables. And so I started doing that. And I'm not necessarily saying like, eat like me and you'll feel great. Do whatever works for you. But this is my goal. And this episode is really just to help y'all like journal with me and figure out your goals. And I'm just telling you my goals so that you can be inspired and you can kind of be like, cool, this is how you make goals. But definitely eat your vegetables. Like that's not a controversial thing. I know diet can be really individual, but like vegetables are good for everybody. So just eat your vegetables. But anyway, it has been awesome. So, and that's my goal, to keep up the high vegetable volume in my diet. Another one is to avoid gluten and most dairy. Because of dietary restrictions that I have, I really should not be doing those things. Obviously, Easter has kind of messed with that a little bit, but I did make some gluten-free cupcakes and they were good. but yeah, just for me to feel my best, that's the way I should be eating, with like high vegetable content and avoiding some gluten, avoiding some dairy, not being too restrictive, but still just kind of noticing those foods don't really do very well for me. So that's another goal for April. Another goal for April, as I mentioned at the beginning of this episode, I have a week off. I'm really excited at the end of this month. And my next goal is to enjoy that time off. So I really just want to enjoy having time to do things, do whatever. I want to have experiences. I want to live in the full. And for me, this means going places. And I'm not talking about like flying or whatever, but like when I have time off, sometimes I just make excuses about like, well, I don't want to do this or I don't want to do that, whatever. A lot of it is like investing in myself. And I feel like it just kind of, I don't know, it just shows like what I'm willing to do for myself. It's like, I would be willing to drive wherever for other people, but for myself, I'm not even going to like go out of my bill, which is not really the vibe I want to give off. Like, I want to go to Pensacola. I want to go to Gulf Shores. I want to go over the bay. Like, I just want to do all of that stuff. And so that's a goal of mine. Like, do things on your time off, like go places that you have time to go to now. And so I do want to do like some day trip type stuff, some driving, just going places that I want to go to myself. I really want to go to the beach. And if it's sunny, even if it's not, maybe I'll go to the beach and it'll be great. And so I just want to invest in my time in myself on my time off, because honestly, I've been working really hard over the past couple of months, and I do feel it has taken a little bit of a toll. Not complaining, love my job, think it's great, and I love being able to, like, I don't know, work hard. Like, I find so much enjoyment and fulfillment in that, but at the same time, you need relaxation and rest and whatever, and so I do feel like I need this time off, but I also just want to make sure that I am filling it in a way that I feel most fulfilled. And one of the reasons why I wanted to take the time off is to be able to just live a little, like just have some time to live. And so I want to make sure that I'm using, it's going to be so easy for me to be like, I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that, or it's going to take too much gas money, especially if like gas prices rise or something at that point. And so it's easy to make excuses about why it's easier just to stay home or whatever. But, like, is it as fulfilling? Probably not, because that's stuff you can do in a normal weekend. But, like, maybe I should just go do something all day just for the sake of it because I want to. So I already have some plans and I'm very excited about it. So we will see. All right. The next goal that I have is to put energy into social media for the podcast. Now, guys, I have some exciting things coming up that I really can't wait for you to hear, but I also really need to promote. I need to promote well. And so I have actually already started doing some fun videos and everything for that. And actually, after this podcast episode, I'm going to record some more videos for that. So I am excited about it, but I do want to just make that a point in April to have all my social media content in the works and in my drafts and just scheduled, ready to go, and have a plan with everything, because I am seriously probably more excited about the content that I have coming up on the podcast than I have ever been. Like, I cannot wait. I don't know. I can't even tell you how excited I am about it. And so I want to make sure that I put energy, into promoting all of that stuff well, because social media is hard for me sometimes. It's just difficult when it takes structure and planning and whatever, especially like the videos I've been doing. Guys, I hate video editing. Like, hate it. I don't know how people do it. Props to you if you can do it well. I hate it. But I have some videos that I want, that I know are going to probably do well on social media, and I want to promote my podcast well. And so what am I going to do? I'm going to edit videos so that my podcast is promoted well. And so that's just important to me. So sometimes these goals aren't glamorous and just like, take time for yourself on vacay, you know, it's more like, okay, like do the hard stuff so that you have some really great content to share with y'all. That is very important. All right, the last goal that I have for April is to find rejuvenation in my job. So I've told y'all that I've been working hard recently. Not that I'm not a hard worker anyway, but just particularly busy times and just a lot on my plate. And it's been great. Literally don't feel overwhelmed, nothing. But again, like I said, I would like a break. And so I took my PTO and I am going to be taking a break, which is great. But in the meantime, I really want to be able to find a more steady flow instead of being like super manic and then there's a lull. And like, I get there are busier times, the way our production cycle works and everything. There are times where it's not so busy and then there are times where it's a little bit busier. But I want to find a more even keel with that. And I feel like I've kind of been on like boom, 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 go, 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 like get everything done, like do it, do it, do it, do it, do it mode since the beginning of this year. And I am ready because I kind of needed to be, but now I feel like I don't. And so I'm trying to find like, okay, breathe a little bit, just breathe, just chill, relax, like do your job, work well, but find a rhythm. Find a flow, find that routine you used to have. Just it's, you're not in the busy season right now. So just take time to enjoy that. And so I want to come at my job with more energy and motivation, and more, just, I don't know, like feeling a little more centered. I don't want to get like too hippie woo woo, whatever. I'm kind of cringing that I said feel more centered, but, I do want to feel a little more relaxed in my job because I'm not in a busy season right now. And so it's going to be like, my job is not at a busy season. We're not producing a lot of magazines at once. So I think it's going to be nice to just kind of realize that, like, I guess emotionally or like in myself, like I know mentally I can feel it, but I'm still kind of like, oh my gosh, you know, and I just kind of need to chill. Kind of need to relax, kind of need to do my job, but also, like, I'm doing a good job, and I need to just kind of let myself have some wiggle room in that. And so I'm really looking forward to figuring out how to do that, because for so long it has been really go, 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 and, like, you gotta get it done and all of that. And so I just really want to find some sort of balance, because it's an appropriate time to be able to kind of take a step back. It's less stressful and less hectic, and I kind of can find a balance. So I'm excited to kind of try to make April more of just like, okay, you're not in busy season, slow down, kind of regulate and all that, just to be able to enjoy the months ahead without being too high pressure on myself. Sorry, I was kind of struggling to find the words to, you know, for someone who works with words all day, sometimes I'm like not that eloquent, but I was just trying to find the words to like figure out how to say that. But I hope you can relate to that. I hope you can relate to any of my goals. Those were all my goals for April. I am so looking forward to this month. I know I've said I'm excited and can't wait and all that, but I really, truly am. I just feel like this is going to be a really fun month. There's a lot to look forward to. This is personally what I consider my fun month. I've got a lot of fun things coming up, and then we have different like cultural things happening, like torture post permit. That's what I'm hinting at. That's the cultural thing that's happening. And so I feel like this is going to be a great month. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, please go follow my Instagram, follow me on social media, email me any of your thoughts or any episode suggestions. And I have so much exciting content that I cannot wait to show you. So just make sure you're following me so you don't miss anything, because I gotta say, this next month is going to be absolutely crazy. Cannot wait for you to hear. Cannot wait for you to see. There are certain things coming up. I really feel like the whole month of April is really going to be really interesting, and then getting into early May is going to be something completely exciting and different. So I guess I am completely teasing something right now. So I hope that you go and follow me, and I just can't wait for you to see it. But until then, I love you so much, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye.